What did you name your child and why? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, it's such a simple question, but every time I get asked, I cringe because I have to explain the answer.
Right.
And at the time, it was cool. But now you're like, oh, my gosh. All right, here we go.
Is it because you don't feel like your answer is enough for these people? Or number two, you're like, you're a stranger. Why do I give you any? What's the difference?
It's a little bit of everything. So okay. A neighbor was walking her dog yesterday by the house, and I was outside. And, she stopped to talk and catch up, and she yelled hi to the girls. My daughter's names are Hayden and Dakota. Hayden is going to be 12 this weekend, and Dakota is 2.
Yep.
And she says, I love your girls' names. How did you come up with those names? Because they're not very common names, Hayden and
sure.
Dakota. So I said, Dakota was a leftover option. So Hayden had once asked me, if her name wasn't going to be Hayden, what were the other options?
Yes, what
so
were
I
they?
Said the top three was going to be Hayden, Dakota, or Reagan.
Okay, so one was left over, and then you just had them in the spillover pile.
So Hayden,
maybe not tell your second daughter that when she gets older.
The funny part was Hayden said, I like the name Dakota better. This is before Dakota was born.
Right.
And she's like, can we name her Dakota? And when I looked up the meaning of Dakota,
sure.
It means friend. And Hayden had been an only child for so long that I was like, she was finally getting her friend. She was getting her little sister.
Are you going to cry?
Well.
Look at you. I mean, seriously.
So it made sense. And that's how Dakota got her name.
Incidentally, you in the car, Hayden has many friends. It's not that Hayden is a lonely little girl. She has many friends.
But she was an only child for 10 years of her life. So to all of a sudden have a sister on the way was a big deal for her.
Right.
But Hayden's name, where did the name Hayden come up with? My husband and I were obsessed with the show Heroes.
That's right.
I don't know if you remember Heroes. It was about superheroes.
Never watched it.
Yep.
Never watched it.
But Claire was the indestructible cheerleader.
Yes.
And I loved her. I thought that she was just so great. And I was pregnant and we were watching it. My husband and I were sitting on the couch and I'm rubbing my big pregnant belly. And I go, I want this baby to be like Claire on Heroes.
Of course.
And he was like, well, let's name her Claire then. And she could be the indestructible cheerleader. I go, well, Claire is kind of,
you immediately rejected that idea.
But the actress that played Claire is Hayden Panettiere.
Right.
And I said, well, Hayden, that's a pretty name. Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just stuck with me after that.
You're right. That's a weird story to tell to somebody that's just walking through your neighborhood.
With their dog.
I would make up something else that you could really get done in like 2-3 sentences and then move on with your life.
Like what?
And then they would understand it. Because, I mean, if they never watched that show, they'd be like, all right.
I just
and
wanted
just walk
her to,
away.
Like this indestructible cheerleader.
Right.
But doesn't everybody name their children like that?
Yeah.
No. So every time I get asked that, though, I cringe because it's like you have to go into that whole thing. And it's
the spiel.
The whole spiel. But other people name their children for other interesting reasons, right?
Some good or bad.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Dakota could have been a thing like maybe that's where she was conceived. Maybe that's where you were at that time, right? I know that there's couples that have done that.
No, Dakota just means friend.
Not
and
right.
And Hayden was finally getting her friend.
Finally
remember?
Got a friend.
See?
Just 17,000 cousins, but right.
1-800-330-9999. What did you name your child and why? It's one of the biggest decisions you ever have to make in your entire life. What are you going to name your baby and why? 1-800-330-9999. It's something parents agonize over and there's a lot of discussion. Are you going to follow tradition or in your family or are you going to go off and do something on your own? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you name your baby and why?
Well, I have two and my first one we named Annie. We kept thinking about names and you know how like some people like just ruin the name because you can't stand them? We were walking along the beach with my aunt. She said, Anne. And I said, you know something? I never met an Anne I didn't like.
Yeah.
So that's what we picked.
One of the reasons why I always hear that teachers have a hard time naming their children, I have a lot of friends that are teachers, is because when you have like a kid that gives you a hard time,
right.
You kind of have that negative connotation towards that name. So when you have so many kids in a class and years of it, it's hard to pick a name when they've already ruined all of them for you.
Right. Every name has given you a hard time at one point or another.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you name your child and why?
His name is Jason. And I named him that because it's the Greek term for healer. And I thought, well, maybe I can say one day my son the doctor.
Yes.
Although he is not a doctor of people, he is a doctor of cars. And he's a mechanic and fixes anything on any moving vehicle, trains, buses, you name it.
Wow. That's cool.
So. That is cool. That's funny. You're like, you know what? Let me look for healer. I want him to be a doctor.
Then let me change this analogy, and I will make it so. Right. I will make it, it was prophetic, indeed.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you name your child, and why?
So, our little girl was born on Christmas, so we named her Noelle.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. I like that.
My cousins just had a baby, and her due date was on Valentine's Day. She came a week early, but they named her Valentina, and I thought that was so beautiful, too.
Oh, that's adorable.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What'd you name your kid, and why'd you name them that?
My daughter's name is Leia, spelled just like the princess. Took a while to convince my wife, but I made the argument that Princess Leia is one of the most iconic, strong female characters in cinema.
Smart. You knew exactly what you were doing when you did that.
I mean, she had the look the first couple of movies. I mean, wait, what am I even talking about? Return of the Jedi. That's why she wore the gold bikini. I met Carrie Fisher.
Yes.
Amazing woman.
Astounding. I hope my daughter turns out. No, I know my daughter will turn out that strong. She's got the name. It's a wrap.
I mean, she wasn't dressed as Leia or anything when I met her, but I just, you know, I met her.
Leia's a pretty name, though. It really is.
It is.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Nice.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you name your kid and why?
So our son's name is actually Pharaoh, like the Egyptian emperors. We wanted him to feel the confidence that he could take over the world. That's where we got the name from.
That's a lot.
Okay.
I mean, you're really putting a lot of pressure on him for success.
Right. Yeah. So much better than Mussolini, though.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I have a friend that named her son King, which is actually really cute.
I actually like that.
Yeah, yep. But I was thinking about it. I'm like, that's so much pressure that he has to be something awesome when he grows up, you know? Hi, it's Anna Raven. What did you name your kid and why?
Hi, so my son's name is Kal-El. It's K-A-L-E-L, which is Superman's real name when he was born on Krypton. My husband and I are huge comic fans, and we got the idea from Nick Cage, who named his son that.
I forgot Nicolas Cage named his son that.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage also had a ton of artwork and a dinosaur's head in his den and didn't pay his taxes for like 8 years.
Okay. Ma'am, did you pay your taxes?
I have, yes, I have.
Oh, good
start. Can your son fly?
Not yet.
What's the story behind your child's name? Head to our Facebook page and let us know there. If you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven.